More than 450 species never observed before in the Tagish area were reported during a bioblitz that the Yukon Department of the Environment ran on the weekend of July 19. Those species are probably, or almost certainly, not new to the Tagish area in the sense that they just got there, said Denny Bomer, who is a coordinator for the Yukon Conservation Data Center with the Yukon Department of the Environment. They've probably been there a long time, and we just didn't have the survey data or the observation data to know that they were in the Tagish area for sure, until we went out and did this bioblitz. As Bomer explained to the news on July 31, a bioblitz is an event where people, including members of the public, try to observe as many species as possible in a tight geographical area over the course of a few days. Bomer helped to coordinate the bioblitz that took place around Tagish, including the Tagish campground and Tagish River. The reason bioblitzes are important, Bomer said, is because they can help collect baseline data about where species are present. He said these events are especially useful in places like the Yukon, with vast geographical expanses and a small population. The Yukon Conservation Data Center staged out the areas around Tagish and did some surveys on the Tagish River and the shoreline on July 19, Bomer said. Then, July 20 saw several government employees dispersed among five sites in the Tagish area, including a wetland, salt flats, and subalpine forest. Members of the public were able to join the employees in these groups and capture data for the BioBlitz using the iNaturalist app. The app will give a user an AI-generated guess of what species they're looking at or hearing, but other users on the app are also able to chime in, Bomer said. These members of the public do not need to be experts, or even keen naturalists, to take part in a bioblitz, Bomer said. As long as they're out there and they're taking photos and uploading them to iNaturalist, they're still collecting useful data for the event, he said. However, Bomer said that the main purpose of getting members of the public to help out with bioblitzes is to help build an appreciation for the biodiversity of the Yukon. He said that July 21 saw a small, select group of local experts help with helicopter surveys of the area in more remote sites. The bioblitz was smaller than previous years, but Bomer said that he still considered it to be a great success. There were 3,000 individual observations uploaded to iNaturalist over the course of those 3 days, representing more than 700 different species, including everything from fungi and lichens and mosses to animals and insects. Among those 700 species, there were a number of observations of species of conservation concern, species that may be rare or under threat in the Yukon or in Canada. This type of data can inform ecosystem description, which is another undertaking happening at the Department of the Environment, Bomer said. He said that describing the ecosystems of the Yukon can help identify conservation areas, land use planning, as well as conservation planning for species. Knowing the range and distribution of a species is crucial to understanding its conservation status, or how rare a species is, Bomer said. And there are more areas in the Yukon to understand, he said. The Ross River and Pelly River area is the highest priority for future bioblitzes, Bomer said. He said it is an area with some species which are only found in the Yukon. It's been an area where we don't have a lot of baseline data, but we know there's a lot of rare and interesting species in the area, and a lot of the species experts who frequently come up to Yukon or live in Yukon have all consistently mentioned it as an exciting location. Bomer said he'd also like to run a little bioblitz around the Little Atlin Lake area, including the Tarfu and Snafu Lakes area. He's also been considering another bioblitz organized in the McIntyre Creek area, which is now part of the Chasin-Chua Territorial Park. The McIntyre Creek area was subject of an early bioblitz. In 2015, the Yukon Conservation Society hosted that event, Bomer said. Following that, the Yukon Conservation Data Center has run bioblitzes in Carmacks, Watson Lake, Dawson, Beaver Creek, the Wildlife Preserve, and even a fly-in bioblitz at Ivavik National Park. So we've had a fair amount of coverage, but there's still a lot of ground to cover, and a lot of places that still are good candidates for future bioblitzes as well. Bomer said the results of this year's BioBlitz should be made available at next year's Biodiversity Forum. Once the species observed during the BioBlitz can be confidently identified, a process which may include microscopes and analysis from species experts. The next BioBlitz should take place next summer, Bomer said. Contact Taylor Stockton at taylor.stockton@yukon-news.com.